This is Janet Catani presenting Secrets of Successful Negotiating. You negotiate something every day. Today, more than ever, women need to excel in the art of negotiation. We have spent the latter half of the 20th century getting to the table. The 21st century will be all about securing our place at it. Negotiating is one of the most important skills that can be learned. Becoming a better negotiator will improve your total quality of life. Discussing a raise with your boss, wondering if the promotion will be given to someone else, working as hard as your husband while it still seems you are doing more than your share around the house, liking your new car but knowing you paid way too much for it, and yes, the light is still shining through the crack underneath the door of your youngest child's bedroom, and it is way past lights out. Every part of your life is affected by the level of your negotiating skills. Several steps can help you take charge of all of the negotiations you face in your life. Every negotiation is different, but the basic skills to negotiate with do not change. The secret is learning how to use those basic skills all together to acquire the result you want. There are many things I would like to cover in this presentation that will enhance your ability to effectively negotiate in every area of your life. All of us must negotiate in one way or another. We will begin to transform you into a confident and successful negotiator. We will discuss what negotiation is, how to successfully negotiate with men versus negotiating with women, mistakes women make when negotiating and how to avoid them, negotiation skills in general, the 10 rules of a master negotiator. The definition of negotiate is to create or bargain with others in order to reach an agreement. Negotiation is simply a means of getting what you want from others. It's a back and forth communication between two or more people with the goal of reaching a mutually beneficial agreement and maintaining a good relationship. Do you know you've been negotiating your entire life? It's true. Everyone is a negotiator, either good or bad. We begin negotiating at a very early age. I had invited Joseph and Chantel, along with their daughter Amanda, over to our home after a winter sledding party to warm up with hot cider and homemade cinnamon rolls. Amanda was enjoying the attention from my older children while her parents were engaged in conversation with my husband and me. Amanda was growing tired and ready to go home to sleep. She had asked her dad if it was time to go, and his response was to just give him one more minute and they would be ready to go home. Amanda went back to playing with the children. A few minutes later, Joe had decided it was getting late and proceeded to tell Amanda it was time for them to go home. Amanda raised her finger in the same gesture that her father had and, pointing to her father, said, "Dad, I need just one more minute. Have another biscuit." Amanda had just celebrated only her second birthday. From the time you said no as a toddler, or "Mom, I just need 5 more minutes and then I'll do my homework," you've been thinking about ways to get what you want. Your daily negotiations with family and friends may include things like which movie to see or where to eat dinner. We refer to these types of negotiations as outcome. Negotiations that produce results, such as price, quality, and time. Other negotiations with car salesmen, real estate agents, or your boss have long-term consequences. This is relationship negotiation. This is how the one or many you are negotiating will feel after negotiations have ended. It is important to remember that one does not outweigh the other. They are each a dimension of negotiation. As you negotiate, you will need to determine the importance you place on the outcome and the relationship when measuring your success. You won't feel successful unless you achieve the balance you were initially striving to achieve. All negotiations will involve a balance between getting what you want and enjoying good relationships with people. Although we negotiate something nearly every day, it isn't easy to do well. It's a learned skill. Many negotiation strategies leave people dissatisfied and feeling alienated. Our personalities, our family history, and experience determine the way we negotiate. The two ends of the spectrum look something like this. At one end of the spectrum is the soft negotiator, who wants to avoid conflict at all cost. So she makes concessions easily and quickly in order to reach an agreement. She wants a friendly, fair resolution. Yet in the end, she's usually exploited by the other person and afterwards feels regret and anger. At the other end of the spectrum is the hard negotiator. That negotiator holds a hard line and doesn't give in easily. She's the one that wants to win the contest. She wants more than anything to win, yet she often ends up having her relationship with the other side become that she's not well liked and she's not usually a happy person. Where are you on the spectrum? People see through you if you try to be something you aren't. If you are soft-spoken, you can be soft-spoken and still take strong positions. You can disagree politely. You can provide reasons for seeing things differently. You can offer alternatives, but you must be able to disagree rather than give in to something that's contrary to your interests. However, you can be flexible in how you satisfy those interests. This is what we call being quietly firm. It's very powerful. When you raise your voice, even just a little, people will notice. They'll know that you're serious.